the dimly lit Plow and the Stars pub in San Francisco, three men perform on a small stage. One plays the fiddle, another's on guitar, and a third plays the flute. They're part of Tipsy House, a traditional Irish band. Men and women partner up on the dance floor, while at the bar, folks tap their feet to the music.
We see music as something that's put on a stage and it's a performance for an audience. In Ireland, this music and this dance and everything, it isn't like that. It's more like everybody gets together and celebrates the music.
Jack Gilder's the co-founder of Tipsy House. The band's been playing for over a decade. Irish immigrants first brought this music to the U.S. in the 17th century. Passed down from musician to musician, it's evolved over time and continues to draw a devoted following in places like San Francisco, Santa Monica, and Monterey.
It's really nice as a person living in California or the States, you can go and visit these places and you instantly have camaraderie with people that you may only see every once in a while or you may never have met, and you can sit down and play tunes, and it's just a great pastime.
A couple of weeks later, Gilder is back at the pub. But this time, he's part of a group of musicians gathered for a weekly session. It's a full ensemble with a penny whistle, fiddle, accordion, banjo, mandolin, boron, Ilian pipes, and the Irish flute. At first glance, sessions look casual. But there are unwritten rules. Musicians should follow the person who leads the tune and not play too loud. They're also expected to keep up with the melody line. Although sessions are mostly instrumental, they sometimes inspire people to sing. Barman Paul Matthews steps up to sing Bon Fagin, a song about lost love. The line between the audience and the musicians is blurred at sessions. People in the crowd can sit close to the action while musicians take breaks to mingle. Kristen Tiash lives up the street from the Plow and the Stars.
We really liked sitting at the table, and we were literally like right next to all of the musicians, you know, feeling like we were sort of part of their circle, you know. And my friend Jenny actually got a little bit of an instruction from the man that was playing the drum.
Dublin native Connell O'Reilly plays the Ilian pipes and the tin whistle, but tonight he's just watching the session.
My father played the fiddle, and so I've always listened to the music and loved it, and always assumed it was too late to start playing. And came across some musicians in San Francisco who started when they were a bit older as well, and that kind of inspired me to realize it's not too late, and, you know, it's never too late, really.
Irish traditional music is not just a hobby. For some, it can easily turn into an obsession. Richard Mandel plays the guitar for Tipsy House.
Usually any relationship they're in ends. Their personal hygiene starts to deteriorate, and their sleeping habits become minimal, and they spend, you know, pretty much every waking hour learning tunes.
If you want to get a taste of this music, check out the Irish pub near you. Chances are there's a session playing tonight.